Men. Men. I know you're here somewhere in this cavern. Please, come get me. Hurry. It's frightfully chilly and dark in here. And I know we haven't much time. And that deep, dark, subterranean lake with this altar right on its shore is really scaring me. There could be all kinds of squishy, icky things in it, so hurry. Come fuck me. Look, I'm wriggling prettily on this cold stone altar. See? See my thighs flash? See my tits bounce for you? My nipples are swollen and sensitive because it's fucking cold in here, so hurry. One of you needs to come fuck my naked wet pussy right now.
Well, when you put it like that, darling, it would be ungentlemanly not to lend you aid in your distress.
As if. I'll be the one to lend this little damsel any strong, masculine services she might need. What is that?
Oh, there you are. Thank the gods. Okay, you can get started. Boys, are you going to fight over me?
Convince us. You can squirm prettier than that.
Boys, you can see my naked, soaked little virgin pussy-shaped bear for you. I'm chained with my wrists above my head, and my legs are forced open so wide they hurt. So I can't possibly stop one of you from having his way with me. You are two clearly muscular and virile young men with oiled naked bodies. Wow. Actually, really good bodies. And I know I'm hot and naked too and young. So what more incitement to ravish me could you possibly need?
We aren't machines, darling.
Yeah, some guys like a little foreplay first, you know.
Oh my god. You want me to suck your cocks. That's it, isn't it? You want my hot little mouth around your cocks while you throat fuck me?
Well, you can only really suck one of these cocks, you know.
Preferably mine. It's bigger.
As if.
Well, you can see them both, darling. What do you think?
Okay, look, we don't have time for this. The evil elder goddess will be rising from that horrible, cold, wet lake any minute, and the only thing that can possibly prevent it is my virgin's blood staining this altar when one of you comes inside me and impregnates me. Fill my vulnerable, fertile womb with your hot, sticky seed. But since the ancient ones, who were jerks, wrote into the ritual that I have to come 7 times before impregnation. Well, 7 orgasms? Okay, maybe they weren't such jerks. Anyway, because they wrote into the ritual that I need my virginity taken by a man who has almost superhuman vigor and stamina, only such a man is worthy to fuck me and put her evilness back to sleep for another 4,000 years. So, one of you two, whichever of you is strongest, whichever of you pummels the other into submission, and then gets his ass over here and shoves his cock in me.
She really is a needy little slut, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
What? How dare you? I'm not a-
It'll be me, of course.
As if.
No, really. I practically ooze masculinity. Once I was walking to the supermarket, and 4 sweet young things just swooned right there in the street. Like chopped trees. Poor things had nasty bruises after.
Tosh. You think that's something? I walked into a restaurant once without my shirt, my muscles just rippling, and every woman there started ovulating on the spot. One waitress bent over the table she was serving and moaned. Had the baby. Popped right over, right from between her legs, under her uniform. Luckily, I caught the child with my lightning reflexes.
No, wait. Really?
Yeah, guard number 2. Really sweet woman, actually.
Boys, please hurry. I'm so wet, so fucking wet and slick and hot. But if that lake rises, I'm gonna be soaked and cold for eternity. So I'd so much rather be deflowered. Hurry up.
Well, I guess we'd better fight for her.
Yeah, get ready to die, bitch.
As you're fond of saying, as if.
boys, come on! Fight! This isn't kindergarten, you're fighting for me! For the right to fuck me, and to get me bred and off on this altar before her sliminess awakens and devours me and the entire world in madness and tentacles, please! Fight like you mean it! Aren't I sexy to you? Don't you want me? They edged me before bringing me here. My little clit is swollen and sensitive, and I'm dripping onto this altar. Please, come fuck me. Please ravish me. Please, breed me.
Well, damn. All right, brother. Sorry about this, but you're going down.
Oh, my. You two really are strong. Look at you both wrestling. So naked and sweaty and muscled. Okay. Wow. I am officially ovulating, and you're both so hard. Does fighting make boys hard?
It's true. You are pretty fucking hard.
How are you finding time to stare at my throwing cock when you try and wriggle out of an armlock?
Your junk's rubbing all over my thigh as we struggle. I just have to squirm a little. They are loose. Now defend yourself, kid.
Yes, boys. Fight for me. Oh, wow. Look at you both just squirming in a tangle of sweat and muscle and... Oh, man. Fight for me, boys. Fight for me. But hurry. Hurry. One of you beat the shit out of the other quick and come fuck me. Please. Please fuck me.
Gotcha. I'll just straddle you and get your wrists pinned over your head. Fuck. Yeah. That's it, bitch. Buck those hips under me. You aren't going anywhere now.
Man, you're strong.
You know it.
And that thick, veiny cock of yours is right above my face. I can't see a thing past it.
Told you it was bigger.
Okay. You've beaten him. You're clearly the strongest. Now come fuck me. Come enjoy this wet, tight grip of my virgin pussy.
Whoa. Did you just lick my cock?
No, I didn't lick your...
You so did.
Your cock tapped my mouth, that's all.
My cock did not tap your mouth.
Yes, it did. It's doing it again. See? Look.
Oh my god. Holy shit. That really is a soft, warm mouth.
Boys, I can do that too. I have a soft, warm mouth. Well, one of you, get over here, please. I don't really care which one.
Hey. Okay, let me up. You got me pinned on my belly. Distracting me like that. That was a dick move.
It was a dick move.
Oh god. Your cock. Oh, it's right up against my ass.
Now who's bigger? A bitch.
Boys, this is very arousing, but that lake is bubbling ominously, and I'm like completely naked and virginal over here. Can one of you please do something about that? Boys!
Sorry, can't hear you. There's a naked wrestling over here.
Oh, fuck. That feels...
Oh, you're a tight fit. Fuck.
Fuck. I had no idea you wanted me.
I've been strapped naked in front of you for an hour. I even complimented your cock while you were rubbing it on me. What more enticement to get ravished could you possibly need?
Fuck. Oh, you feel so... so good. Fuck. I am so full. Oh, fuck.
Gods, why are all the good ones gay? Boys, come fuck me.
Oh, you good boy. Fuck, you're so fucking sexy. Take it. Take it for me.
Take me.
Fuck.
Boys. Boys, come on. There are tentacles. There are fucking tentacles coming out of the water. Oh my god. So many slimy, vicious, oozing tentacles. They're wrapping around the altar. Dozens and dozens of... God, please. No. One coiled around my ankle. So slimy. So slimy. Boys, can one of you get over here, please? Get off me! No, no, no. There are tentacles coiling like oily snakes around my legs. And they're caressing my thighs. And my tits. Boys, boys. I have slimy tentacles fondling my tits. They're sucking at my nipples. Boys, get over here. Help me.
Oh, awake at last.
Oh no. No, 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 no.
My, that is better. Now, let's see. How has my body grown after 4,000 years in the deep? Eyes, let's see. 4 of those. Breasts, roughly 100 of those to feed my innumerable young. Tentacles. I only had a few when I went to sleep. There's a proper tangle of them now. That is good. Oh, and it looks like most of my body is here on this planet now. The rest is somewhere else. I don't like it. This planet is much nicer. Well, never mind that. Let's lay some eggs, shall we? Where is my incubator? Oh, there she is. Writhing, naked on the altar like a curvy, slutty little snack. Oh, my, my, my. What a treat the mortals have brought me this time. You are a luscious little morsel, aren't you?
You elder goddess, please don't eat me. Please don't devour me. Don't eat me.
Oh, but you look so tasty. Oh, don't worry so. I'm not going to eat you. At least, not the way you expect. I am going to fill you so full of eggs that, this planet will never have seen anything like it. Oh, I need to spawn. Oh, now, let's see if you're ready, sweet little slut.
I'm not a slut. I'm a virgin. That's why I'm here. I'm a pure, chaste, innocent virgin.
Well, not a very good one, are you? All nude and writhing like a star spawn in heat. Why, your primitive reproductive orifice is swollen and... wet. I bet if I slid my ovipositor tendril over your soft, seeping flesh... look at you just arch your back and drip. Oh, my dear incubator, that is such a sweet whimper. Make it again.
No, don't touch me there. This isn't right. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Please, no.
Yes, you are ready. You'll bear so many eggs for me, sweet little mortal. Let me just pry your sweet folds open with my tentacles. There we go. There's your entrance.
No. Stop. Oh my god, stop. Stop sucking at my nipples with those tentacle things. Each tentacle feels like a dozen fingers caressing me. I'm chosen. This can't be happening to me.
Oh. You were chosen for me, little incubator. Why do you think the priests chained you here?
No, no. I'm not for you. I'm for...
What? Those grunting primates over there? You'd prefer them when you've been chosen for a god?
Yes. One of them is supposed to fuck me.
Oh, fuck, you're tight. I'm not gonna last a lot.
I never skip Kegel Day. You broke first, bitch.
Finally! Oh my god, are you both done? Get over here and save me before she ravishes me and fucks me full of eggs.
Now it's my turn to be on top.
Oh, you've earned this, lad, and I'm not gonna resist. Unless you want me to.
Wait, what?
God, your ass is so tight. Even better than it looks.
I take it back. You are bigger than I am. Oh, fuck. Fuck me, please. God. You can fuck me harder than that.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I don't think either of them are going to be saving you anytime soon, little one. At least, not without some rest and, hydration. I'm afraid it's just us girls now.
Well, this feels really, really nice, but I think that if I can't complete the... Oh, God, stop and let me talk! If I can't complete the ritual, I'm no threat, right? Right? You could just let me go.
Can't complete the ritual. Why ever not? You seem more than capable to me. You definitely have a uterus and a point of entry for my eggs. And delightfully swollen... are those mammary glands? I like them. You squeak so prettily when my tentacles squeeze them.
Oh, God. Your evilness. Mistress of tentacles. The ritual. To send you back to sleep. It requires a man to make me come 7 times and...
Seven times. When was the last time a male on any planet ever made a female come 7 times? Now I know you're a virgin. No, my delectable little tart. You don't need a male for the ritual.
But I'm out here and ready for them.
Not the sharpest tooth in the maw, are you? The priests didn't chain you so a male could make you come 7 times. They chained you up so you can come... for me.
You?
Me, And you're chained for two reasons. One, so you don't scamper away when I start doing things to keep your body so lubricated, like this.
Oh my god, my glit. Oh, what is that? Oh my god, what is that sucking at my glit?
How nice. And two, so you don't hurt yourself thrashing about when I push my swollen, oozing ovipositor inside you, like this.
Oh my god, it's so big. So slick and flexible. It's touching me everywhere. No, this isn't right.
Good girl. My thick, oozy tentacle feels so good with you clenched around it tight like that. But if you're going to come 7 times for me, you're going to need to be very full. And I see you have other orifices.
No, get that away from my ass.
Such a tight fit. But I can get my tentacle in deep. Deeper. Oh, there we go. That's nice.
Oh, fuck. That feels really good, man. Hey, the little virgin over there. I think we should rescue her.
As if, sounds like she's having an excellent time, and you're not moving until I'm fully satisfied.
You aren't moving until I'm satisfied either, little one.
Evil elder goddess, queen of slimy appendages, I demand that you pull those tentacles out of me at once.
You are just so adorable with your little squeaks. You know, there are better uses for a soft mouth like yours, with such full lips and a soft tongue.
What do you mean?
Sweet girl. You are the best fuck I've had in 4,000 years. Yes. You feel so good on my ovipositors. So soft and tight and warm and fertile. Yes. You will come for me, little one. 7 times, at least. And then, when you're just a quivering little puddle of lust, I'll impregnate you. That's one now. Enjoy it. After all, if you do a good job, then your sad little world gets to turn just a little bit longer. Oh, I'm only going to end the world if you don't get me off, after all. I get cranky when I don't get to come.
Again.
Shh, little pet. Just take it like a good little incubator. Oh, that's the deal. I get so lonely and cold in that lake as I lie, dreaming interplanetary dreams. You're going to warm me up. The priests know I wake lonely and frustrated, like any woman who hasn't had a good fuck in 4,000 years. So they pick some winsome little thing, fill her head with lies about being ravished by handsome men, and then tie her up for me to play with. If I'm satisfied and she gets nice and pregnant, then I go back to sleep. I always get tired after sex. You're taking me so well, little one. Fuck. You're gripping me so tightly, pet. That's two. Why, you're a responsive little thing, aren't you? Oh. Sweetling, I'm going to fuck your entire being. Oh, let's curl a few more tentacles around your breasts. Such sensitive nipples on those mammaries of yours. I like them. I like sucking them, and squeezing them, and milking them with my tentacles. It's too bad nothing's coming out. Your human milk would probably taste so good and warm.
Milk for you.
Not for me, silly. For the little egglings I'm going to fill you with. Oh, I'm so glad the priests found someone juicy for me this time. Oh, you're soaking my tentacles. The priests must have known you needed a good fucking.
I don't.
Oh, but you do. Let's just force a second ovipositor into your sweet, drenched little pussy beside the first.
I can't stretch like that. I can't. My body doesn't do that.
Hush, sweetling. There you go. Just feel it ooze in, slick and strong. Oh, that's three. Good girl. You are so wet. I want a taste. Good thing I have a long tongue. Several, actually. That's four. What's wrong, Pat? Never had your swollen little clit licked by three tongues at once? Let me show you what I can do to you, little girl.
Okay. My turn on top again.
I have never felt tentacles everywhere. In my pussy, in my ass, sneaking around my legs, in my tits, in my throat. Oh God, oozing and dripping on me, and in me. More. More. Please, more.
That's a good girl. Now I remember why I keep waking on Earth. We don't have anything as sweet to fuck beyond Aldebaran. Here, just gush into my mouth, sweetling.
I can't think.
You don't need to think, little one. You just need to fuck. I'll squeeze some more tentacles into your pussy. Into your ass. You can take it, sweetling. Let's slide a few slick and wet into your soft little mouth. Hush now. Just open wide for me. I can feel my eggs pulsing down the long tunnel of my ovipositor. Oh, and I want you to spread so open for them. Yes. Oh, are the sweaty meat slabs worn out already?
No, never. I have the stamina of a bull. A fucking minotaur. That's what I am. Fuck. Just need just a moment. Catch my breath. Oh, fuck. Maybe a drink of water.
Yeah, we're not like you're a virgin there. Able to come like a fucking whirlwind. We need breaks. I'll be back on top.
Soon.
No, mortals. No naps. No need to move or do more than twitch and quiver, little men. But there will be no rest for you. I have need of more orifices. More! And you each possess at least two.
Now, wait a minute. You have the virgin. You really don't need... Okay, fuck. That feels good. Holy shit. She is stretching me out. Oh, you're bigger than either of us. Oh.
Hey, we're in the middle of... You can't just...
There. That's so much better. Now I'm awake. Oh, it feels wonderful to fill your tiny, squishy, warm, tight, mortal bodies with my tentacles. All my tentacles. All of them. Oh, feel how a god fucks her creation. I'm so close. Oh, you'd better come now, little virgin.
Your tentacles, they're swelling, getting larger. I feel them so deep inside me. So deep. So deep. Oh, fuck. Fuck. They're in my womb. They're in my womb. I can feel your slick, wet tentacles writhing in my uterus. How is that even possible? Oh my god!
Moan for me, mortals. I am a god. A god! You exist to bear my young. I would splatter every planet in the cosmos with my cum and lay eggs in every orifice in the universe. I am divine. I am fertile. I am... Oh! I am coming! Oh, come with me, mortals. Come for me. Come! Come!
Destroying me. Thank you for filling me. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Of course you're alive, silly mortal. You need to bear my many young and raise them.
Oh. How many?
Oh, I haven't spawned like that in eons. It could be hundreds. Thousands. Who knows, sweetling? You'll find out. Oh, don't worry, pet. The priests will help. That's what they're good for. And the birthing process itself shouldn't be too hard on your frail mortal body. I don't imagine you'd be in labor longer than a few months at most. And I'm sure those two beefcakes there will make excellent fathers to our young.
Oh, dear.
I see.
You've all done very well for such tiny things. But I tire, sweetlings, and sleep. I need sleep. Don't worry, little ones. I'll wrap my tentacles protectively around all of you so we can all nap together. We're all family now. Oh, so good. Mm.